This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 494 and 3 quarters, down 2 and 3 quarters. July corn, 5 and a half, down 3. September corn, 498 and a quarter, down 2 and a half. May soybeans, 1514, down 4 and 3 quarters. July soybeans, 1502 and a quarter, down 6 and a half. August soybeans, 1420 and a half, down 3 and a half. May wheat, 691 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter. July wheat, 699, up 3 and 3 quarters. September wheat, 708 and a quarter, up 3 and 3 quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon. The dry weather conditions in the Plains states were props to the wheat values. Corn and soybeans weakened on traders positioning themselves for the long weekend, with good planting forecast for the next week. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 465 to 489. Soybean bids were mostly 7 to 9 cents lower at 1478 to 1515. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 cents lower at 462 to 490. Soybean bids were 7 to 9 cents lower at 1505 to 1518. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 3 cents lower at 478 to 508. Soybean bids were 5 cents lower at 15 to 1530. Wheat bids were 3 to 4 cents higher at 659 to 703. Now for the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean bids. They were 5 to 7 cents lower at 1524 to 1554. The basis was steady to 2 lower at 10 to 40 over the May. High-pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 503.30 to 528.30 per ton. That was $2.70 lower, with the basis steady at 15 to 40 over the May. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 3 cents lower at 493 to 501. With the basis steady at 2 under to 6 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents lower at 495 to 501, with the basis steady to 2 cents lower at option to 6 over the May. Soybeans ended 5 to 7 cents lower at 1509 to 1519, with the basis steady to 2 lower at 5 under to 5 over the May. New crop wheat prices were steady at 4 to 4 cents higher at 669 to 672. The basis steady to 4 cents lower at 27 to 30 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 522 to 524. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 5 cents, with quotations of 1539 to 1545. Soft wheat closed 4 to 9 cents higher at 722 to 724, and Milo ended the day 3 cents lower at 514 to 515. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 456 to 472, soybeans 1183 to 1222. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 457 to 475, and soybeans 1205 to 1224. Now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 450 to 477, and soybeans were 1206 to 1237. Soft wheat was 659 to 684. That concludes the report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Returning you to WSMI.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 144.20, down $1.55. June live cattle, 134.37, down $1.25. August live cattle, 132.82, down 72 cents. April feeder cattle, 178.55, down 70 cents. May feeder cattle, 178.05, down $1.85. August feeder cattle, 181.40, down $1.57. May lean hogs, 123.50, up 62 cents. June lean hogs, 124.82, up $1.05. July lean hogs, 123.07, up $1.42. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 17th afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were $82 to $92. 4 to 5 weights, $85 to $95. 5 to 6 weights, $88 to $96. And 6 weights and up, $92 to $97. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading steady to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $79 to $86. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 14,201 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction, held Wednesday, April 16th. They had receipts of 559 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they ranged in price from $145 to $151.50. Select and choice were $134.50 to $144.50, and select steers were $124. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, $135 to $140. Select and choice Holstein steers, $125 to $132. Select Holstein steers were $113 to $119.50. On to choice slaughter heifers, they were $145 to $150.50, and select and choice were $139 to $145. Select heifers were $127 to $137. Now on to the Schuyler Livestock Auction in Rushville. They had receipts of 329 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were $147.50 to $155. Select and choice $146.75. Select steers were $133.75 to $143. Select Holstein steers $115 to $122.75. And choice 2 and 3 slaughter heifers $145.25 to $152.50. Choice 3 and 4 slaughter heifers were $138 to $145, and select and choice $137 to $146.25. On to slaughter cows, they had breakers bringing $95 to $100.50. Boners were $86.50 to $88, and leans were $82.50 to $84.50. Now from the National Direct Cattle Trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were at $145 to $153, on a dress basis $232 to $240.50. Heifers on a live basis were $145.50 to $150.75, and on a dress basis $234 to $240. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 283 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $120.08, and that was $1.08 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $225.88, that was $213 higher, and select carcasses at $215.43, that was 96 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000, which compared to 110,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 417,000, that compared to 402,000 last week and 417,000 for a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. April and May corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.99. April and May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.90. April beans delivered to Greenfield, $15.13. May beans delivered to Greenfield, $15.14. April beans delivered to Scottville, $15.02. May beans delivered to Scottville, $15.03. April wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.86. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.99, corn at Scottville is $4.90, beans at Greenfield are $15.13, beans at Scottville are $15.02, and wheat at Scottville is $6.86. There's been some new developments in combating E. coli-contaminated food. Purdue University researchers infected fresh spinach and ground beef with nearly 10 million cells of E. coli and treated the food with a combination of three types of viruses selected for their ability to kill E. coli quickly and efficiently. The treatment killed about 99% of the bacteria within 24 hours in ground beef stored at room temperature. For refrigerated ground beef, the number of E. coli decreased by nearly 68%. It decreased by 73% in undercooked ground beef. For spinach stored at room temperature, the bacteria was reduced by more than 99.8% at different time intervals. Purdue professor of animal science Paul Ebner said this treatment is a way for harnessing the natural antibacterial properties of phages that limit E. coli and other important foodborne pathogens. He says this therapy will make contaminated food safer. The latest calculations from the United States Department of Agriculture have pegged the season's average cash price for corn in the nation at about $4.60 a bushel. It's a number an ag economist at the University of Illinois tagged as the new normal price about half a decade ago. Todd Gleason has more on the relationship.
When the price of commodities began their meteoric rise higher in the mid-2000s, the agricultural economist at the University of Illinois made some calculations. Daryl Good and Scott Irwin laid out a new trading range and season's average cash price. Those are still posted to the FarmDoc Daily website. The old average for corn was $2.42 a bushel. The new price was closer to $4.60. As it happens, $4.60 is now the expected season's average cash price for the sale of corn harvested last fall. One could say, then, that if the $4.60 is truly the new long-term midpoint cash price for corn, then it must correspond to a new end-of-the-year supply number. USDA has that number at 1.3 billion bushels. Daryl Good thinks that's pretty close.
1.3 billion bushel carryout, the way you would characterize that is a comfortable carryout. It's not tight. It's not restrictive. It's certainly not a surplus of corn. And so it's a manageable level of inventory that I think most people would be happy with year in and year out. Obviously, it doesn't provide a large buffer if we do have another short crop anytime soon. At the same time, it's not a burden to the market in terms of overwhelming supply. So, you know, a carryout of 1.3 to 1.6, somewhere in that range, and a price of $4.50 is probably what you would expect as average in this new era.
Having said that, Daryl Good concedes that in individual years, he cites the past three, the market will vary from that target. However, he's confident each time it varies, the corn market will retreat to the midpoint, $4.60 for cash corn. There are new midpoints for soybeans and wheat, too. Those are $11.04 for soybeans and $5.80 for wheat. I'll round and repeat. The new midpoints for the Central Illinois season's average cash price for corn are $4.60, $11 for soybeans, and $5.80 for wheat. You may read more on this topic from Daryl Good and Scott Irwin on the University of Illinois FarmDoc Daily website. Search Google for this phrase, New Era Crop Price Distributions. The phrase again is New Era Crop Price Distributions. I'm Todd Gleason.
FFA students keep busy all year round by attending various events and competitions. Stephanie Hartke, a senior at Gillespie High School and member of the Gillespie FFA chapter, was in the station to give a rundown on the competitions their FFA chapter attended over the school year.
We've gone to quite a few contests, and we've done really well this year. We have an outstanding senior group, and our freshmen this year have just amazed everybody, I think. First contest that we went to was forestry. And at forestry, we have to judge different types of trees. We have to ID them, and then we have to find different heights and logs in them. And our green hand team actually placed second this year, so we were very impressed with that. Freshmen, they have been paying a lot of attention in class, so they've been doing a good job. Our varsity team actually placed second as well, and we're super happy with that. We're always happy to place, but it's always good to be within the top five. Our second CDE that we went to this year was horse judging, and I'm impressed with this one because we do not usually do so well with horse judging, but this year we had an outstanding team. And our green hand team actually placed first this year, and we had a first place individual winner who was Matt Ballard. So they were really, really impressed with the green hands this year. And then our varsity team placed second this year with horse judging. So we're all very, very happy about that one. We also went to Dairy Foods this year in December, which happens to be my favorite contest. And we placed first this year, which my goal since my freshman year has to been place first at Dairy Foods, and we did it this year. And it's good to have it this year because now being a senior, it's really nice to know that I finally accomplished one of my goals about winning a Dairy Foods competition. And our green hand team also did really well with it too. They actually placed second. So we were extremely happy that night when we found out that we won Dairy Foods. So
why is Dairy Foods your favorite competition?
That's a good question, and I really don't have an answer for it. It's really a fun contest. I don't even like Dairy Foods all that much, except ice cream and milk. But at Dairy Foods, we actually have to try different types of cheese, which I usually just look at it and guess because I don't really like cheese a whole lot. But you also have to do a mastitis test, and you have to judge that, and then you also have to do a written test and just judging like milk or head units and things like that. So it's kind of unusual. It's unusual for me because raising Angus cattle going to Dairy Foods is just kind of unusual, but it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it, and I know other people really like it a lot too. So it's a good time.
And even though I am a dairy person, I can sympathize with not enjoying all dairy products. I'm not a huge fan of cheese either, and I get a little bit ostracized from my fellow dairymen for it, but it's okay.
It's definitely interesting, definitely. I don't know. Some of that cheese that they do, they've got blue cheese and kids making faces at it and stuff, so I'm glad that it's not me.
All right, let's get back to the rundown of contests here.
We also went to poultry judging this year. And our varsity team plays second this year, along with our green hand team. They also play second. And with our freshmen, we had one placing first individually, and that is Alex Wells. And we were all really, really excited about that because poultry is something that, Nicole Miller, she raises chickens, and she's, you know, proud of that. And it's just kind of cool because every time that we do stuff like this and we get better at it, it's a good thing for our freshmen to help them get involved and encourage them to join FFA. And then the final competition that we went to, we actually went to horticulture judging, which was just a couple of weeks ago. And we went to our section contest at Highland, and we placed first there. We also had all of our teammates were within the top 10 individuals at the contest. So we were really, really, really happy with that one. Then we went to the SIUC Invitational, and we placed first there. So we are extremely happy with that, and we will be attending State Horticulture on April 25th, which is next Friday. So we're very happy about that. We're excited and can't wait to go.
Well, congratulations to you guys. It sounds like you had a really busy year.
We did, definitely.
Well, congratulations to you guys. It sounds like you had a really busy year.
We did, definitely. I would just like to share with everyone our Proficiency Award winners this year. We had at section, and they went on to district record book. We had Nicole Miller, who actually went on to state with poultry. And we had Shelby Hine, who was with forestry. And then myself with sheep production. And Erica Mavis went to district with agriculture education. And Emily Harzi went with environmental science. So we were extremely happy to have all these students go to district record book judging and do their interviews and learn whether or not they were going to make it to state. So it's definitely a good thing to go to because they get to do interviews and they get to learn how to make themselves better within their record book and also with their interviews. So it was a good experience.
Great. Sounds great. And you said you're a senior this year, is that right?
I am, yes.
As you're graduating, what would you say is something that you're really going to take away from your FFA experience?
I would say just the ability to go out and talk to new people, because before I used to be able to talk to people, but then when I joined FFA, I was always known as the girl that's kind of like over in the corner talking to everybody, and then I'd go over to somebody else and start talking to someone else. And so I'm more of a social person, so that's something that I've gained from FFA, and because of it, I'm getting to do more interviews. I'm becoming a better person whenever I can go into a room and start talking to anybody and not be shy. So I'm extremely proud of myself for learning to not be shy about things.
Very good. And that is one of the great things about these organizations, is they really get everyone out there and a bit more confident in their communication skills.
It is. It's definitely helped me. And like I said, with interviews, it's helping other kids become more comfortable doing interviews, just on face-to-face talking, things of that nature. So it's definitely helping kids with like public speaking. That's another contest that we have in our section, and it helps kids do a speech in front of other people. So it's a good experience, and I hope that we can get more people involved with FFA, not just in our group, but, you know, around the nation, hopefully get more kids involved.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a good job of that so far with what sounds like a very active freshman group this past year.
I think so. I'm pretty impressed with our freshman group, and I hope that most of them stick around and see what they can do.
Again, that was Stephanie Hartke of the Gillespie FFA chapter.